The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
This is Thursday's My Thought in One Take.
Welcome into the Ben Burnett Show. It is so good to have you. I am grateful for all your eardrums, all your eyeballs. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Burnett. You can follow me on Instagram at the Ben Burnett Show. Today we're going to talk about artificial intelligence. That is something that a lot of you have come to understand in the last, 12 months. Artificial intelligence, in the most basic, simple terms, is the science that allows the creation of machines to have the ability to think like humans. When you get in your Gmail, you get in your Google search history, both of those things, neither one are necessarily specific to Google, and neither of those things are specific to everyone else. It's an open source platform, which means nobody essentially owns the concept. That's important. As you have seen a lot of things in media transpire over the course of the last 20 years, it has gotten away from a centralized power. You used to go to ESPN simply to read your scores. Now you can go to The Athletic, you can go to CNNSI, you can go to The Wall Street Journal. You can literally just type in what was the score of whatever game. It is a decentralizing power, and it is going to require a tremendous amount of energy. A lot of you in the last couple of months have seen the Georgia General Assembly and candidly others around the country go after data center style bills because they don't want to attract data centers because they consume so much power. I don't necessarily agree or disagree with the premise on the power conversation. The power and the data centers are coming to this country whether you like it or not. They're the homes of the internet. I tie both of those two things together because it's really important for you to understand. In the fall, I had a gentleman on the show named Glenn Hammer. Glenn runs the Texas Association of Business. If you have one interview of mine in the last 6 months that you need to go listen to, it is his. And Glenn, not unlike Chris Clark, who is the president and CEO of the Georgia Chamber of Commerce, runs the Texas Association of Business. Georgia's great. We love Georgia. It is home. Texas is essentially a state that is one of the largest seven economies in the world by itself. California is also one. But Texas is growing. And the biggest crisis that faces the state of Texas over the long term isn't illegal immigration, although that is a huge concern. The biggest crisis that is going to affect Texas outside of illegal immigration is the resiliency of its power grid and its power network. They are a state, the only state in the country besides Alaska and Hawaii, that have their own power grid, have their own substations, have their own network. You saw it a couple years ago when they had a giant blizzard. The power grid saw tremendous strains. The biggest reason that the country cannot entirely move away from fossil fuels to clean energy is because we need everything. We need wind energy. We need nuclear power. We need solar energy. We need a lot more of all of it. And the most tried and true form of all forms of energy are found in fossil fuels. So while California wants to run to their ideological platform of clean energy, it's not entirely possible. I tie all that back to artificial intelligence for one thing. These machines operate at such a high capacity that they burn tons of energy. It doesn't matter what kind of energy you use, it goes into the data center. In fact, in the last couple of months, there has been a publicly traded company, and you do not know this story, that has purchased a standalone data center because it entirely operated off of nuclear power. Do you know who that entity was? Amazon. Think about all the things that Amazon is in today, and now they want to be a self-contained power-generating internet hub. It's amazing. It's also incredibly scary. Yes, they have gone through all the regulations to have it. There's nothing wrong with that. You're going to see a lot more of it, and it is expensive. But companies like Amazon, who are heavily predicated in this artificial intelligence economy, know that in order for them to grow and to meet the demands and the predictive analytics and things like that, they have absolutely no choice but to find their own power sources. And while the state of Georgia wants to take away subsidies for data center providers and other conservative-leaning states do, the internet is going to decentralize anyway, on its own, because it has no choice. When you look at those predictive analytics, the artificial intelligence, it is heavily predicated on a lack of latency. That's an important thing to understand. The more latency there is, the less time the machines have to talk to one another to tell you how you're ultimately going to think. Do I think that artificial intelligence has the potential to be extremely dangerous? I do. When you go to your battle stations and you look and think, we're giving these companies too much time, too much energy, too much effort, and too much power, somebody is going to give it to them. And what the private sector open market always teaches you about capitalism is that once something is out of the tube, it's out. Once the toothpaste is out of the tube, it is out. The United States federal government has to have a holistic, security-based conversation around artificial intelligence for two reasons. One, what can it do and what can it not do? And we need our allies to do that. But two, we need to be aware of the people who are not going to play by the same set of standards and the same set of rules. Yes, I mean China. Yes, I mean Russia. Yes, I mean North Korea. They don't give a shit, and they never will. They want the greatest advantage because they feel like it puts us even further a lap down. But the other thing that the United States has to be mindful of, the other thing that the United States federal government has to be extraordinarily mindful of, is that intelligence is the 21st century gold. The more that you can learn, the more likely you are to solve the issue, the more likely you are to cure cancer, the more likely you are to get people into crafts and skills that reinvent the economy in the 21st century. As artificial intelligence ultimately drives these resources to places where they have not currently been, and yes, I mean your Alabamas and your Mississippis and your rural Tennessees and your rural parts of this country, the 80% of the people who don't have anything, it has the potential to be really, really good for them too, and to allow more of them to join the technology-based middle class. This has been another episode of The Ben Burnett Show. I hope everybody has a great day. See you next time.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch.
With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination.
And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Hey sandwich lovers, today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open, Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.